producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
Think of all those people.
Don't believe the church and state.
Who told you there was no planetary corporate takeover plan?
Believe in me.
No FEMA camps.
Command,
no forced inoculation. No smart guards attacking by the mile. No government plan to take over your family and claim your children belong to the state. If the government wasn't involved with Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It's all admitted. Can you hear me is the question. Can you hear me? Don't believe in the church or the state. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. Just inside the doorway. Get my guns ready. Always got them ready, but I've been getting them extra ready. Right here, all day, on the table.
Pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you.
That's right, that's what will guide you, not the mainstream media. Spirit. And the Spirit's going to get a lot stronger because when evil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Now is the time to get serious. They say we rise to the occasion. And I know that's what many people have been doing. And I know I've been doing that as well. I've been working harder. I've been more focused. I have been healthier. I've been angrier, but overall in a better psychological position. Because I realized that we really are right about what we're doing. It really is cut and dry. We really are facing very bad people that have it out for us. And trying to suck up to them once there's a real takeover means in many cases you're actually the first people they dine on. But a lot of these elites are cowards. And so they crouch down and lick the greater hands that feed them. And just to quote Patrick Henry, I say, look, may your chains set lightly upon you. You know, to an engineered, conditioned, brainwashed minion of the system, an Obama supporter, a radio TV host with a 357 Magnum in his hand, and I have this because it's very accurate, when you've actually got adrenaline going, you're not going to have mistakes. You're not going to have misfires. You're not going to have problems statistically. They could see Obama with 50 Secret Service or Michael Moore with 6 armed guards, and they just feel good about that. But they see a fellow slave with a gun, and they recoil because subconsciously they see you as food. The minions, they see themselves as dictators with their daddy. And they don't like seeing you off the plantation, off the reservation. They want to make sure you're in line. Well, we're not in line with our own destruction. We're not going to crouch down and lick your boots. We're going to die on our feet. And by the way, history shows when we get ready to die on our feet, the bad guys really start doing the dying. They've taken our restraint and our kindness for weakness. But as history shows over and over again, in the end, they will beg. We're winning the info war, so the enemy wants to overturn the tables. Intensify everything you do and spread the word about beacons of truth like your lives depend on it. Because, my friends, they do.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
It's the fourth hour. It's Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'm going to be your host for the next hour, and man, we're going to have a lot of fun. There's a lot of news, but it's time to turn on the blasters for 2016. We're getting a feel for it, you know, scoping it out. But it's time to blast right into it. And what I want for 2016, and what I think you want for 2016, is to make reality viral. Forget Kim Kardashian's huge behind, right, that holds champagne glasses on it, and the latest celebrity gossip about who Brad Pitt is dating or doing whatever he's doing, or Ashton Kutcher. Let's make reality the number one focus of 2016. Because I think it already is, secretly. I think reality already is viral, and I think reality is what everyone wants. But it's like if you went to a restaurant, go to a 5-star restaurant, right? The most amazing steakhouse, you walk in the door, and someone goes, "Sir, sir, let me bring you right to your table." You sit down, the glasses are laid down. What would you like to eat? And you say, "Well, you know, I've read about this restaurant. I want to try your filet. I heard it's the best in the world. You have a Michelin star specifically because of this filet." "Oh, absolutely, absolutely." And they bring out a tray of McDonald's with maggots all over it. That's kind of what the mainstream media does to us. We want truth. We want reality. We want real news. We want just crunchy realness. But they bring out a tray of maggots and McDonald's. I mean, you say, well, you know, I'm really hungry. Some people say, I guess I'll just eat it. I guess I'll just shove the maggots in my mouth and make the best of it. Well, I don't think we have to do that anymore, and I'm done with it. And I'm not going to eat the maggots. I want the juicy, juicy filet of reality. I want the juicy, juicy filet from the five-star restaurant of truth and reality that does have a Michelin star.
I am barging in.
Barge in.
Because I was just in there. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
10 years old now.
10 years.
you got a tricycle today.
That's true.
No, seriously. McBrain just made the most badass intro promo for InfoWars ever. They're going to ship it over here from his studio. We're going to premiere it at the bottom of the hour. It's only like 3 minutes long. Folks want to stay tuned for this. Keep it up, buddy. And hey, fund us. It's expensive running this operation. I keep forgetting to plug stuff. And I keep skipping network breaks. They tell me I got to quit that.
Should probably stop that.
So we have one. Anyways, it's coming up.
Well, it's the last day to use Gift 15, too, to get 15% off the entire store.
We have the calendar with McAdoo.
Oh, the calendar. It is actually a really well-done calendar. It's a glossy, super high quality. But it's the last day to use Gift 15 to get 15% off the entire InfoWars store, which includes InfoWars Life. This is ending, I guess, tonight at midnight. So make sure you use it now and actually support the operation and get the awesome products. For me right now, X2 is always the number one bet. It's always been my favorite InfoWars Life product. I mean, it's the flagship, right? It's the standard. It's the first product ever by InfoWars Life. And I remember when Alex released it, I guess about 3 years ago now, it was a constant battle to get it back in stock. Now it's pretty much still the case, but at least we have some. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and use Gift15. And also, like you said, this calendar, which is really pretty cool. And what's interesting about the calendar is there's promo codes in it every month, so you can save, I think it's up to 25 or 30% every single month, so you're already making the money back. If you buy essentially one thing in the store after you get this calendar, which is $6, you're already making your money back because you're using a promo code to save up to 20 or 30%. So go to InfoWars Store, support the operation. And, you know, talking about money, actually, I'll just break right into it. First, I want to open up the phone lines to pretty much whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to open up the phone lines for you guys. But one of the points I wanted to talk about, actually, was the truth about money, the radical truth about money that no one seems to get, that no one seems to understand, except for the people that really have it and except for the people that really know what's going on. And you talk about money, right? You talk about this weird taboo subject of money that you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table. It's rude. How dare you talk about something that really is, you know, what most people exist, unfortunately, for, right? They go to jobs they hate just to make that dollar so they can pay their rent, so they can exist in a wooden house and just exist. It's just money is everything to some people. Unfortunately, they probably don't even want it to be that way, right? But here's the real truth about money. The truth about money is, I'm going to show you some articles on this subject too, including how a Chinese hospital was bulldozed with patients inside and how GM wouldn't pay 90 cents to fix their cars and instead, according to Bloomberg, allowed 125 people to die. So that's the bad side, right? But the truth about money is we need more good people to have it. And I always hear people quote or misquote. They misquote the Bible and they say, well, Anthony, money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Jesus said so. Actually, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said love of money is the root of all evil. Love of money. Not money. Because I'll flip the argument around, right? Guns are the root of all evil. Well, the gun doesn't shoot anybody. The dollar doesn't shoot you, doesn't kill you, doesn't do anything. Sure, it's all ripped off by the Federal Reserve, but the dollar itself, what it represents, the currency system, or maybe gold, rather, would you rather me say a piece of gold? It is not inherently evil. It's what you choose to do with it. It is a tool. It is a fuel source. So you're either fueling up an operation that is helping people, right, or you're fueling up something that is destroying and hurting. And my whole philosophy is I don't support corporations that harm people with the money that I give them. So if I'm going to go out and buy something, I don't want to buy something made in a Chinese slave factory where they're trying to jump out of the buildings and kill themselves because they don't want to work anymore for a penny a week or free or whatever. I don't want to support that. But do I vote with my dollar and buy awesome products that support operations that I enjoy or support nonprofits? Of course. So the truth is we need more good people to have money. I want you to make as much money as you possibly can and do good things with it. I want corporations and companies that are good to make tons of money. I'm an entrepreneur. I like to generate financial success for good people and good companies and myself. Is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. It enables me to give thousands of meals to food groups and nonprofits, just as it enables Alex, when you purchase at theinfowarsstore.com, to reach more people and do awesome things. And let's go into the negative side, though, right? Because people always attach, how dare you sell things? How dare you have anything to do with money? And it's because of these bad apples, like this story today from Bloomberg. GM ignition nightmare won't go away for victims or company. GM, according to Bloomberg, knowingly rejected an ignition fix that would have cost 90 cents per unit, leading to at least 125 deaths. It says the automaker faces first trial out of hundreds of claims. The plaintiffs want billions of dollars for deaths and injuries. He goes on, Zachary Stevens was a teenager headed to Bible study when his Saturn Sky shot across a Texas highway into a pickup and killed the driver. Ruben Vasquez, 20, died after a drunk slammed into his stalled Chevy Cobalt on a California freeway. James Yingling III couldn't brake or steer his Saturn Ion away from a culvert in Pennsylvania. He lingered for 17 days before dying at 35. These are among the claims facing General Motors Company this year, the first of hundreds demanding that GM pay for the deaths of loved ones or injuries ranging from broken bones to paralysis. The raft of trials scattered across the country begins Monday in federal court. This is an example that I've talked to you about before, where a company says, apparently, according to this Bloomberg article, that's what GM is doing, but a company says, hey, we could spend 10 cents to either improve the quality of our food, because we know it's linked to, you know, causing cancer or killing people or birth defects or whatever, or we could pay 90 cents, according to Bloomberg, to fix these ignition issues. But you know what? That's 90 cents per unit that we just don't want to pay. And unfortunately, this is the decision they make. And they have meetings about this, and they'll say, well, we could pay 90 cents per unit, and that would cost X amount. Let's say that would cost, you know, $20 million. But we talked to our legal team, and if a few people die, it'll only cost $10 million to settle it. It'll only cost $10 million to settle it. So why don't we just go ahead and let those people die, and we'll settle it out of court? I'm not saying that's what GM did, but I'm saying there's been cases like this. And just in the food example, well, hey, we know that some of this, you know, could be causing cancer, could be causing birth defects, could be kind of killing people, right? But hey, it's 10 cents, it's 10 cents per burger, it's 10 cents per fries. That's too much money, guys. We can't pay that 10 cents. Let's just settle out of court. And this is where you get that love of money as opposed to the money itself being evil. Because when you're so satisfied with not caring, when you've gotten rid of your empathy and you're just, I'm a starch businessman, where you can't pay 90 cents to fix something and 125 people die, that's lunacy. That is complete lunacy. And how about this one? China hospital bulldozed with patients inside and morgue buried. Bulldozers unexpectedly demolished part of a hospital and its adjoining morgue in central China, sending doctors, nurses, and patients fleeing and burying under rubble six bodies being processed at the morgue. And this is a whole new crazy China government system, but it just also goes to show some of the madness. And then this one, Turkish firm caught selling fake life vests. They soak up water for refugees at sea. They soak up water. This is, again, profits before people stuff. In the chilly, rough waters of Aegean, if I'm saying that right, tricky under the best of circumstances and downright treacherous in a flimsy migrant boat, a life vest can make the difference between life and death. But for the unlucky refugees who would have bought roughly 1,200 life vests being manufactured in Turkey, that was a false promise. They sold them life vests. This is so horrible. They soak up water and let them die. But hey, making a buck. Can't spend 10 cents to make it real, I'm sure. This is Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show Overdrive. We'll be right back with a lot more news, and the intro Alex was talking about will play later on the show as well. Stay tuned.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A
According to the hypocrisy playing out in the well-connected avenues of Hollywood,
there are people that were the people that did this to both me and Corey that are still working, they're still out there, and they're some of the richest, most powerful people in this business.
And the greased palms inhabiting the shady back rooms of Washington, D.C. Being a serial rapist isn't a crime. Not if your first name is Bill, and not if it ends with Cosby or Clinton. Of course, for the average serial rapist, take one Daniel Hoitzclaw, for instance. Hoitzclaw faces 263 years behind bars, as he should, for 18 counts of raping women ranging in the ages of 17 to 57, while serving as an Oklahoma police officer. Is there any difference in the allegations attached to Cosby and Clinton beyond the statute of limitations? Hoitzclaw used the plight of black females' overwhelming fear that reporting rape guarantees negative results, especially since it was a police officer that committed the rape in the first place. Bill Cosby, a married man, allegedly lured his victims in with his celebrity and then drugged and raped them while they were passed out, according to no less than 45 accusations. However, the two recent rape allegations that stuck were thrown out by the L.A. District Attorney, resulting in a circus splashed all over mainstream media, with Cosby's sad mug replacing his once straight-laced face of fatherhood. Bill Clinton, who continues to dodge allegations of the rape of Juanita Broderick and the sexual assaults of many others, carries on proudly stumping for his wife to be the all-powerful Saul Alinskyite-in-chief. Hillary Clinton, a woman whose vague, illegitimate claim to being presidential material is her nefarious fumbling of Benghazi, Egypt, and Libya while she was Secretary of State. Hillary soldiers on for the sake of her New World Order handlers, shooting down questions by rape victims while pretending to champion for women's rights. Could there be any greater hypocrisy than this? And whether you agree or disagree on what may be dubious charges for the two bills, can we not agree on the fact that a mushrooming plague of rape is being largely ignored? As rape in the military expands and the media coverage of the rape of American children by illegal aliens at unprecedented levels continues to be neglected. Meanwhile, Obama and company import the invasion of rape culture currently unleashing its will in Europe into America while attempting to steal your Second Amendment protections from the incoming onslaught. Regardless of the blatant disrespect towards rape victims shown by our supposed upright leaders, know this, rapists. You have started something we aim to finish. You see, there are more than enough Americans that aren't as timid as the left may have led you to believe.
There is a good side to the mob. Mm-hmm. You got the good, the bad, and the ugly, like everything else.
Right.
In politics, you have that too, all the time. You have the rise of Hitler. It was in government, and then everybody else follows, Europe. They got no other ways but, to take that side, because they don't want to get killed and this and that. Mm-hmm. But then you got the good side, America, that rises up and connects and allies with the mob.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Well, there's a report by John Bound, and it kind of reminds me of something. The way that the federal government handles things is to ignore all of the real stuff that they need to tell you and all this real stuff that needs to be going on and tell you some of the most silly possible answers, so-called answers. And check out this article. Feds to businesses for their health strategy on what to do. Start doing walking meetings. The federal government issued its final version of the 2015 dietary guidelines, which stresses a collective approach to eating and lectures businesses to add physical activity into their employees' workdays by leading walking meetings. Wow. The long-awaited guidelines ultimately made no mention of sustainability. They also made no mention of really anything that matters. They said, avoid calories from added sugars and saturated fats, reduce sodium intake, and to avoid whole milk. And it goes on to say, all food and beverage choices matter. They took a collective approach to food and health, and they say, you guys, everyone has a role in supporting healthy eating patterns. You guys need to have walking meetings. They don't tell you about any of the real stuff. They don't tell you about any of the food additives. They don't tell you about any of the toxic stuff that is in pretty much every single processed food out there. They don't even talk about the Washington Post in 2007, how a third of all processed food contains mercury levels that are super unsafe. Mercury. That's not even getting into the high fructose corn syrup, which is where the mercury comes from, and what that does to you, or how Princeton found out that it was a lot different than sugar, even though we've been told it's not over and over again. We need to have walking meetings, guys. That's the answer. Forget what you're eating. We need to walk around while we meet. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back with a special intro that Alex wants you to see, and then we're going to take your calls and cover more news. It's all coming right up. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate staged.
This is real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We just meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and serve.
see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier.
That was a powerful intro.
The police have been telling everybody they are going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately...
Now we're going to take some calls. That was actually a really powerful intro. I'm glad Alex stopped in and mentioned that he wanted to play that. We're going to go ahead and talk to Paris in Delaware. He says he's a high school teacher and wants to talk on all issues. What's up, Paris?
I teach high school health, actually, and I wanted you to know I thank you guys so much for what you do. I share a lot of your articles and videos that you have on your website with my students in class, and we've had such an impact that I actually had doctors call the school to complain because so many of my students were refusing the Gardasil and flu shots, and it inspired an investigation by my school district into what I was doing. And I want you to know that I've weathered that. And so we really are having an impact on these kids and their parents as well. I speak out at the school board meetings as well. The newspapers have started covering it, and it's just been a wild ride. And it's all thanks to you guys. And there's a lot of me, you know, out there, people doing these things, you know. Humanity is rising up to meet this challenge, and I got to tell you, it's just been a lot of fun, and I've actually even influenced some of my pharmaceutical rep friends. You know, they're you know, just pulling people out of the matrix as much as possible, and I just want to thank you guys so much for when you guys pulled me out of the matrix several years ago.
Well, the real people making a difference are people like you that are teaching children, you know, think for themselves and actually helping them in many ways. I think with the whole medical system and really anything, there's nothing wrong with questioning, right? There's nothing wrong with presenting alternative information. What is scary is when people freak out and try to stop you from presenting the alternative view, right? So it's fine. In the medical system has, you know, if you're in a car accident, you need surgery. You're not going to take herbs and recover. If your arm is, you know, cut off and you're bleeding everywhere, you have to go to a hospital and get surgery. The medical system has many benefits. You know, the establishment system, right? It's just where they start turning it into the overlord system where they are everything and there's no such thing as prevention. But thankfully, you know, you being an example as well, I also know several MDs that own major health institutions that are 100% saying, hey, wait a minute. Maybe number one, we shouldn't be charging $100 for a bag of saline that costs less than 1 cent, right? Maybe we shouldn't be doing that. Maybe we shouldn't be over-prescribing drugs to all these people when they don't need them. And maybe we should look at prevention instead of just giving everyone surgery and prescribing pharmaceutical drugs with known side effects when the pharmaceutical companies are willing to settle lawsuits, kind of like we talked about earlier, instead of actually upgrade and fix their product, right? So it doesn't even matter what you choose to do as long as you present the alternative information, as long as you say, hey, there's at least an option. If you want to vaccinate, that's fine. But here's some of the information that you might want to look at, right? That's my view. And when you can't do that, that's when there's a huge issue. When they won't even let you present an alternative viewpoint, that is when it's really, really scary. Let's go to Christopher in California. What's on your mind? Chris, you there? All right, well, we'll have to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Robert in California. What's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, Anthony. Happy New Year. Happy birthday, too. Is that right?
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, what, isn't it
Diggs' birthday yesterday or something like that?
It's actually his birthday today, and it's Elvis's birthday and David Bowie. A lot of interesting characters today.
Yeah, my birthday is the 20th. George Burns.
Very interesting. Well, what's on your mind, Robert?
Well, you know, I was listening to you guys on the show, and I was watching President Obama's little speech, and one of the things that just really irked me was that he was saying, and let me get over to my Twitter account real quick. He said that he believes in the Second Amendment. Then he turns around and says, it's on the paper. And it's the way he says it. It's on the paper. And it's like, well, wait a minute. He's talking about the Bill of Rights. It's on the paper. This was a president talking about our Bill of Rights being a piece of paper. So that kind of really made me totally livid to see him that and the way that he said it. It's totally disrespectful to the Bill of Rights, totally disrespectful to the Constitution. But given to the fact of what I've seen so far on today's show, it's no wonder. But, you know, how do you wake up these people to see, you know, get them to see that, hey, this guy is nothing more than a Trojan horse?
You know, I'll share my story. If anyone in the world would probably be a tough candidate to see the truth about, you know, the Second Amendment and guns and everything, it would have been me, right? I'm growing up on the East Coast in Philadelphia, in the city where no one has a gun. If you even talk about guns, a gun? What? You know, you're crazy. And everyone on television is talking about gun crime and only the most terrible people and gangs are having guns and these drive-by shootings. Guns are scary, man. Why would you ever want one of those, right? The whole East Coast downtown mentality. You have to get a permit, like you have to be carrying cash if you're even going to have a pistol, and even then it's hard to get one. I was 100% convinced, you know, when I was much younger, that guns were horrible. I mean, why have them? We should just get rid of them. Right? Of course, this is when I was a kid and just watching the news and stuff. No one told me. But then when I did my own research into it, I made a 2-hour video about this, actually. This is part of what I was talking about earlier. You're not allowed to talk about this stuff, though. Because here's the most amazing thing. I'm not even telling you what to think. I'm just going to talk about some statistics, the FBI crime statistics that Obama does not want to talk about. Nobody does. Where you look at how many people are actually killed by rifles, and then you look at how many are killed by handguns, and then you look at that. Say, well, how many of those were self-defense? Wow, it's a shockingly large number, right? The rifle deaths especially are super, super low. No one actually is going out and killing with a rifle in most cases, unless it's in self-defense or, you know, at their house or something. People don't use rifles to go out and kill people. Then you say, well, of all of these, how many deaths were estimated to be prevented, though, from the use of a gun, either shooting or not even shooting it, just having it out? And then it's like 800,000. You say, wow, these are really interesting statistics. And then even talking to some of my most quote-unquote liberal friends, they're like, yeah, I own a gun. I mean, I have a couple of pistols in the house and a rifle or whatever, and I think it's a great idea. And I say, well, where is this mantra of banning all guns coming from? Oh, wait, it's coming from nowhere. It's the mainstream media, once again, controlling the narrative, acting like we all agree, acting like, come on, what are you, a redneck? What are you, some type of redneck? We need to just ban them all, man. Just ban them all. So the answer to your question, I'd say, you're asking how to wake people up. I think most of them already get it. But just look at me. You know, I'm some city slicker, you know, fool from downtown Philadelphia that somehow figured it out because I looked at the information. Show them the FBI statistics. And don't tell people what to think. Don't say, well, they're good because blah, blah, blah. Say, hey, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. Because you notice no one in the mainstream, Obama, they don't want to talk about the actual numbers. And I think that pretty much proves the point to most people. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Wyoming. How's it going, Tim?
Good. Good, Anthony. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And
well, thanks for calling in.
Happy New Year.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. The question I have, actually not a question, a comment. I wanted to talk about Bitcoin because Alex was speaking with one of his guests, whose name I can't remember. I think it wasn't Molyneux. No, it was somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But one of his guests was speaking about Bitcoin, and I was wondering how long will it be? This is the one question I have, but how long will it be before InfoWars or AlexJones.com or or PrisonPlanet.com or any of the free speech systems companies, Alex Jones's companies, will accept Bitcoin for payment.
I'm pretty sure, unless something changed, that InfoWars Store does accept Bitcoin, actually. Use BitWallet. Yeah, InfoWars Store, 99.9% sure, maybe someone back there can confirm, it's still happening. It does actually support Bitcoin. All of Alex's stores do, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
So I think I was going to say, hey, you have to ask Alex about, but then you went further. I'm pretty sure we actually do accept that. So feel free. Independent currency, Alex is all about it.
Great, because last time I checked, I think one single Bitcoin was something like, I think it was $419.
$400, yeah.
Around four something. Anyway,
it used to be about $1,200.
Right. And I think I remember one of the guests was saying something about having gone to one of the first Bitcoin forums or something. Maybe it was maybe it was someone else. Anyway. But he was saying something about how it was a dollar or $3 a Bitcoin, which was...
No, exactly. I have a story like that, too. I don't remember if it was in what year it was, 2008, 2007, or whatever. But people were just kind of giving them away. They were buying video games with them, and they were pretty much worthless at that point, like you're saying. And people would just have them. And I remember someone explaining it to me. And because they didn't explain it to me too well and I didn't really look into it, it sounded like a total, load of BS. They were like, yeah, well, there's just these coins, and they're, like, digital, and you can just buy stuff with them. Like, you can buy, like, doodads and stuff. And I was like, well, what's it based on, I was like, what is it based on? How does it have any value? They're like, well, it's based on nothing. It's just an online currency. I'm like, well, how do you hold it? How do you do all that, And he goes, well, you don't. It's just kind of like there. It's just a digital currency. I was like, that sounds like a load of crap. I don't want any of that. But then, of course, right? If I actually knew how it worked back then, I would understand a bit more. But at the time, people were just giving them away. They were trading like hundreds of them for video games online or donating them to other people because it was kind of just like this weird digital currency. And I know people that had a bunch of them back in the day, and they don't remember how to access them. They had hundreds of them on their account. And to this day, they don't know how to access them. And I know some people also that sold them when they were at like $30 and they thought they made a huge bunch of money and made like – a few hundred dollars. Oh, my God, I made a few hundred dollars. And then it goes up to $1,200. So, yeah, Bitcoin is very interesting. But I'm pretty sure you can use Bitcoins at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And you can also use promo code GIFT15. This is the last day to use it. 15% off the entire store off of Survival Shield X2, Deep Cleanse, the entire lot. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and use GIFT15. This is the last day to get 15% off. You're going to forget about it if you don't do it now. You're going to wake up Monday. It's going to be gone. 15% off the entire store. Start your year off right. It's 2016. Take the products. I take them every single day in my protein shake. The best way to do it is you make a protein shake and you put all of them in there. The serving size of each one into the protein shake. You mix it up and you drink it and you're done for the whole day. You don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to sit there and say, oh, well, I got to take the Deep Cleanse now and the X2 later. Put it all in the protein shake, drink it down, and you're done. And watch how your health improves and how you feel different in about a month. Give it a shot and let us know what you think. There's 5-star reviews on there for a reason. We leave the negative ones too, so go check them out. See the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and read your own. Send some emails in. Let us know what you think about these products. They are truly life-changing, and I really, really stand by that, and I know Alex does as well. All right, we're going to go to Anthony in Florida. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
Hello. Yes, I'd like to talk about the political correctness, the mental illness that is political correctness that has infiltrated the colleges.
Right on, go ahead.
And I can't help to notice how this is right out of the 1960s Cultural Revolution in China, where basically the government just totally brainwashed the young people into rejecting their culture and their heritage. And I couldn't help to notice, too, especially at Yale, when that one student, you listen to it, it's like she was literally whining about something that is just totally irrelevant. And I couldn't, what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I just like to elaborate a little bit about that, too.
No, political correctness is total verbal domination. I've said it here before. I've explained it to you before. It is 100%. thought domination. Because if I say something, and anyone can now make anything offensive, right? So if I say something, wow, I like your dress. Oh, my God. Right? You can instantly call me a sexist, a racist, whatever you want. You therefore are controlling me and dominating me by socially accepted speech patterns. So socially accepted political correctness, right? So it is a form of weaponry, of ideological and verbal weaponry that can be used and deployed at any time with the full backing of the establishment. This has never happened before in the United States. The establishment now has a weapon system, an ideological weapon system that its own followers are deploying. So it's, I agree with you. It's in the colleges. It's not just young people, though. I mean, you can talk to anyone of all walks of life, and they will deploy this weapon system. They will take out their bazooka gun of political correctness and blow you away if you let them. And I've seen it happen. I've actually been out, and someone said something to this, you know, college-age girl, and it was nothing. It was seriously a silly little funny joke. He was actually trying to be nice. And the girl, oh, my God, started freaking out and crying. Told him he was such a sexist jerk and all this kind of stuff. And the problem is, when you let these people dominate you like that, and you say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean anything like that, please, you're playing into the system. And you lose the game when you play the game because they run the game. The political correctness system is a game. And when you play, you lose. The answer is not to play the game because you know you're a good person. You know you actually care about people. You know you're not racist. You know you're not sexist. You're not going to play the game, man. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to be dominated by it. When someone tries to dominate me with political correctness, tell them to get lost because I know what I am and I'm not going to be labeled things. And people use labels as a form of control. Anthony, thank you for your call. Those are some great points in Florida. We're going to take some more calls coming back and cover a little bit of this crazy news, including a tortoise of age 183 and the Vietnam probe's mysterious space balls. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Fourth Hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and it's been a really fun hour hanging out with you guys and taking your calls. You know, it's my birthday today, and if I felt old at all, here is a story to also help you feel quite young. World's oldest living animal, Jonathan the tortoise, gets a new lease of life after a vet puts him on a healthy diet at the age of 183. This giant tortoise has lived on the island of St. Helena in South Atlantic since 1882. He was on his last leg after his health seriously declined, including losing his eyesight and sense of smell. But this vet has now given him a new diet of high-calorie fruit and vegetables with apples and guava, and he's now good, and he's fine. He's back to great health at 183 years old, and who knows how long he'll live. So good for him. Good for Jonathan the tortoise. Vietnam probes mysterious space balls. I had to pick this one because of the headline. Vietnam's military is investigating the appearance of three mysterious metal balls believed to be debris from space, which landed in the country's remote north, a senior army official said Friday. Two metal balls discovered in the northwestern Yen Bai province on January 2nd, army spokesman told AFP. So that's interesting. Probably some satellite debris. Really. Not that big of a deal. Google translated Russia to Mordor in automated error. This is interesting. Google has fixed a bug in an online tool after it began translating Russian Federation to Mordor. Mordor is the name, obviously, of a fictional region nicknamed Land of Shadow in Lord of the Rings. You know, that was an interesting mistake there, Google, accidentally translating Russia to Mordor. I'm sure just an automated error. And Europe will send humans back to the moon by 2030 to start colonizing. NASA and the private space industry has its sights set on putting a human on Mars. But in Europe, slightly more modest goals, it wants to put humans back on the moon and build a base. That's the kind of thing I can get behind. Let's hit some calls. Let's talk to Angie all the way in Alaska. She wants to talk about Obama impeachment. What's up, Angie?
I just wanted to say that I know in Alaska we have a lot of listeners, and our representative, Don Young, he is listening to our calls. He's listening to what we have to say, and he sometimes is crass, but he's got a voice. And I know every man, woman, anybody who I've seen fishing, snowmobiling, 4x4ing, I mean, anybody, we all talk about the same things. We all are concerned about what the president is doing. We open carry up here. We protect our families. There's been many a times when home invasions have been thwarted because we have protected our own homes. And I'm imploring every Alaskan, heck, everybody in the United States, please call your representative. Tell them to support the RNC. Tell them that we're tired of all this overreaching. I mean, they're coming and taking our federal lands left and right up here in Alaska. And we love to hunt and fish. And we are good conservationists, and we're good. We spend time with our kids. Sometimes roads are closed, and we can't even go berry picking. We need to wake up and wake our House of Representatives up and tell them we're done with this. This is enough. Our state is in a decline in the economy, and we need to stop them because we're no longer going to have jobs if we don't stop them.
You know, I know several people from Alaska, actually, and the community is really, really beautiful. It's an example in a lot of ways of what we used to have, you know, years and years ago, where families actually come together and they eat together and they go out and they pick berries, as she was saying, and do all these really, really fun things. And it is a shame that the federal government, of course, just has to crush over and over again all the things that are wholesome and good in many different ways. Well, thanks so much for watching. This has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, Overdrive. It's always my pleasure to be invited to join and speak with you guys. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and thanks so much. Let's charge into 2016 and make reality viral.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.